It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Each week, we speak with Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas, Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Ken, Susan, today, Governor Rick Snyder officially announced the appointment of an emergency financial manager for Detroit. He has named Kevin Orr, a Washington, D.C. lawyer who represented Chrysler in its 2009 bankruptcy, as his manager of choice. Now, Orr has many ties to Michigan, including graduating from the University of Michigan Law School. But while he's the governor's choice, he still has to be approved by the local Emergency Financial Assistance Loan Board. Susan, what else do we know about Kevin Orr?
Well, he describes himself as a lifelong Democrat. Certainly his political donations indicate that. He was the name that people were expecting. He has the advantage of having Michigan ties while at the same time coming from outside of, the bubble, per se, and he's going to have to obviously make a lot of hard choices.
Ken, Mr. Orr has about 18 months to get this job done. So what are the priorities here? We know that Detroit has some short-term cash flow issues, but also some long-term debt obligations. So what is he likely to address first?
Well, he just has to get some results here as soon as he can. And when I mean results, actually, I think from a service delivery standpoint, I think he has to be able to show some things have changed as quickly as he can. That's a difficult task because I think the financial situation in Detroit is probably as dire as any large city has ever faced. The politics of this, we all know, are challenging because there's certainly an element in Detroit that will continue to claim that it's outsiders taking over the city. But he's got a couple things going for him. He's a Democrat, and he's not from Lansing.
Susan, we've heard a lot about cutting back Detroit's budget, but we haven't heard a lot about investment. Is it likely that with an emergency manager, there might come some additional cash from the state as well?
I think that the city is going to need some sort of cash in order to meet certain obligations and for restructuring. Whether or not that's going to be an easy sell is a different matter. Senate Majority Leader Randy Richardville, who's a Republican, is very uneasy about the idea. House Speaker Jace Bolger indicated a little more openness, but basically nobody was going to cut a check to the city of Detroit when it wasn't under state control. At this point, with an emergency financial manager, I think that something can be done. But it's just always a challenge to get out-state lawmakers and Republican lawmakers to want to spend anything on the city of Detroit.
I think the perception in Lansing and around the state is that elected officials in Detroit simply resisted making hard decisions. If that perception can be turned around, if this gentleman can actually show some results to get this city going in the right direction, then I think the attitude in Lansing would be different toward more money and more investment.
What does all of this mean politically for Detroit and the state? Susan?
Well, what it means in all practical terms is that probably the next person elected mayor, and it probably will be someone new because Mayor Bing has not indicated that he's running and most people don't believe he will, that new mayor is not going to have a whole lot of power. Now, he or she could be a partner, and a lot of people are hoping that whoever the mayor is will be a partner because that's critical. But, you know, the emergency financial manager is going to be the person with the real power. So that might make someone like a Mike Duggan reconsider because Mike Duggan is not someone who likes being number two.
Can you get the last word?
Well, I think the election in 2014, let's remember, it's the governor is up as well as the entire legislature, including the state Senate. Actually, I think it gives this emergency manager some time to make some decisions. If he does come to Lansing asking for some financial help, it's very difficult for Lansing to deliver that prior to November of 2014. But once that election is passed, I could see the legislature stepping up to the plate and providing some assistance.
Ken Sikkema is Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants, and Susan Demas is Political Analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service. Susan, Ken, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Thank you.